Okay. Everywhere I look, I'm going to upload these headlines very soon. They're just like this fiction writing. No joke. Nancy Ice Cream Pelosi actually says the border situation has improved under Joe Biden. Never mind, it's a full invasion now. Never mind reality. These people are just incredible. Biden ought to be called the human trafficker in chief. There's little kids down there now. They're being forced up to the border by traffickers and by their parents in some cases. They're sitting on the ground. They can't even speak to social workers and so forth because they've been raped so many times. Little boys and little girls. These are not bottom of the barrel people that are behind this invasion and running it. They're below that. Below that. Let's see. Here's another one I wanted to mention. An American patriot went to our nation's capital on January the 6th, as did lots of others. He simply was carrying a small Confederate flag around as he walked through the Capitol. Well, he's just been hit with an additional 5-count indictment. You all know what's going on. And then Biden's gun control measures that he's swearing he's going to employ with an executive order, utterly unconstitutional. The West Virginia Attorney General said he will file suit against the entire Biden administration. The Biden-Obama administration, which is what it is. And I hope a lot of other state AGs will do the same thing. We have to fight this or we're done. It's that bad. Oh, and let's not forget Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo. Another accuser says that Governor Cuomo groomed me for sex. Another one. It's not going to stop. All right, well, here's one that'll kind of get you thinking. A university student is ordered to undergo a psychological evaluation and is then suspended after questioning the definition of the term microaggressions. So if you parents have your children in college or the university system in your state, I suggest you save the money and get your kids the hell out of there. These are just communist breeding grounds. They're not going to get an education there. They'll get an education in real life circumstance, which starts with not getting the kill shot. Gerald, welcome back, my friend. How are you? How goes it? If you're like me, you're sensitive to all this, and it does get to you. Pretty disgusting.
Oh, does it get to me? I guess you haven't seen my last two videos on YouTube.
No, I missed them.
Look at go to YouTube, Gerald Celente.
Yeah.
And you'll see. No, I've had it. I've had it. I'm finished. Done. No one's going to tell me how to live my life anymore. I'm holding a rally in the Four Corners of Freedom here in Kingston, New York, on Crown and John Street, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings. And this is where the seeds of democracy was sown. John Jay. Yep,
yeah.
That John Jay was a judge over here in New York. And when Kingston was the capital of New York State before the British burnt it down, over 70% of America's Constitution comes from that Constitution. So on Memorial Day weekend, on May 29th, I'm having a rally to celebrate Memorial Day and to honor those who gave their lives fighting for this country and sent to wars by liars, cowards, freaks, and fools that gave their lives, you know, for a Woodrow Wilson. Are you kidding me? For a Barack Obama?
Yeah.
For a Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
For a George W. Bush? And only a daddy's boy? A little nothing of a freak? So, no, I've had it.
Good.
I will not tolerate this one second longer. You mentioned that little boy Cuomo.
Yeah.
I put a, when you go, if you go to Tuesday's YouTube,
video, I will.
Yeah, I put a video up of that little arrogant nothing of a boy born on third base and thought he had a home run with his arrogant attitude talking to us like we're third graders. Mm-hmm. Would be nobody if daddy wasn't Mario, just like your brother Chrissy, so shove it. Anyway, I have a video of him in April, mm-hmm. last April, telling the people of New York about you got to wear masks. And you have to wear a mask, and if you're walking down the street, you got to take a bath, and you got to wear, and I don't want you infecting me if you're not wearing a mask. All right? So now, before I got on the air, I just went out to dinner, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching everybody sitting around the tables without a mask on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the waitresses and waiters have to have masks on. The wait staff has to have masks on. Okay, Cuomo, now let's get this in your head. Maybe you could get this in your head. It's really thick, and you're an arrogant piece of crap, but maybe you could get this in your head. How come you're not telling the people at the table, you're the waiter, and you have a mask on, and you're worried about getting infection, you're telling everybody has to wear masks, and they're not wearing masks at the table. But that's okay. So here's the deal. You're full of crap. You're an arrogant little boy. He talks to us like we're 3 years old.
I admire your restraint in verbiage. He deserves.
No. When you go on, I've had it with the verbiage too. And I tell people I use the F word and mm-hmm. the S word. And here's mm-hmm. what I say. That's not profanity. You know what profanity is? Telling me that these people are dignitaries. Dignitaries is profanity. That's a curse word. They're not dignitaries. They're not better than me. Get that in your head. No, they're not honorable. Shove it up your you-know-what. No, they're not health experts. They're full of S-H-I, you-know-what. I wrote the book. I worked on the book. I didn't write the whole book. Natural Healing back in 1986, uh-huh. a Warner book. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Science. You don't tell me what a health expert is. That's profanity. That's vulgarity. I've had it. I'm holding a rally on May 29th, Memorial Day,
uh-huh.
at the Four Corners of Freedom, John
right
and Crown
at the
Street.
Four Corners. The mayor may
right.
not like that if you block the streets. Gee.
No, I'm having in the Crown Garden. I have the big garden over there.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I call Cuomo out. You want to stop me? Come and stop me. Man to man. No. Leave your little boys behind. No. Man to man. Oh, you want to have your little boys? Guess what, little crap head? I got my boys here, too. I got my crew here, too. You screw with us, man. You're finished.
Well,
you're going to bring
hope...
the agent provocateurs here? Agent provocateurs,
yeah.
come here. They'll be provocateurs. They'll be wiped out. We're having a peaceful rally. They're not going to screw it up on us. I know the deal. I've been around. And I know what they're going to do.
Whoop. I think we lost Gerald. We'll get him right back. Okay, good. So if any of you are in the New York area or can get there to Kingston, there's your destination. That's going to be a very interesting event. As only Gerald can put together. I wonder if they cut him off because he was being too effective. Hard to say. He's talking about masks. And that reminds me, I hope all of you have seen that video showing the nanofiber. And when I say nanofiber, I don't mean
right,
it's so tiny. Yeah, okay. I was just telling everyone, I hope they've seen the video I have up. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it to you. Somebody took a brand new package of these face diapers and took one out and put it under a relatively high-powered microscope and hooked it up to his computer, and you could see what he was seeing. And in the cotton are these black fibers, And he leaned around the side and he simply exhaled on these fibers, like, he didn't blow. He just exhaled warm, moist air. And the fibers immediately responded and began moving and reaching. Have you seen this?
Yep.
I will send this to you. Okay, well, you've seen it.
No, I saw it. I know it.
It's just to let all of you know, and when I say nanotech, I understand that nanotech is atom-sized little machines. They're teeny tiny. They're so small, it's ridiculous. But what we're seeing is a large-scale construct that starts with nanotechnology. That's what we're seeing here. These are nanomachines, and you've all seen, I think many of you have seen the article I wrote about Biden and suggesting that he's been given nanotech to animate him or reanimate him. He's dead meat. But there's something going on with the guy. Anyway, nanotechnology is the biggest single story in the last 25 years. It's not talked about. It's not discussed. I've had very difficult times trying to get people on the program who were nanotech savvy or scientists and so forth. I've had two in 20 years. That's all I could get because it's all black ops stuff. Anyway, go ahead, Gerald, please.
So anyway, that's where I'm at. I've had it, and I'm fighting for freedom. I'm fighting for freedom, peace, and justice. They've robbed us of our freedom, and not only in America. You go to tonight's YouTube, Gerald Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E, and look how I call out that piece of garbage, sloppy piece of crap. That's another curse word. Premier of Ontario. What premier? Doug Ford, a premier piece of garbage. Your daddy's boy, another daddy's boy who'd be nobody if daddy wasn't there before you and gave you the company. And now they close down Ontario, and I know all the numbers. Do you know? It's something like 88% of the people that have died in Canada are over 70 years old.
What a shock.
In Germany, it's 79. Italy, 81. Uh-huh. 2.4 pre-existing comorbidities, or 2.6, excuse me. Obesity, type 2 diabetics, obesity in America? Come on, Celente, what are you kidding me? Just because people eat McDonald's and Burger King, Whoppers, and when you bring your passport, you can get a Krispy Kreme to really blow you up.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, that's very enticing. Oh, yeah, you get your vaccination, and you show that you got your vaccination, you get free Krispy Kremes. I'm not making this crap up. No. What I'm saying is, that's what's going on. Yeah. And I cannot begin to tell you how many people I know that have been vaccinated.
It's a tragedy beyond words, Gerald. Honestly, my friend, I'm running out of words to describe this horror. We've been beaten up for over a year with this fear porn crap. I don't have many words to describe it. I see people slinking around the streets or waddling because of their obesity and their poor health. You look in their eyes, there's nobody there. I don't know where they are. It's sad. It's sickening. Go ahead.
No. So anyway, I'm having a rally on
May
29th, and if you want to donate, go to OccupyPeace.com and help us fight this thing. I can't win this alone.
All right, and anyone who can get there to Kingston needs to go.
Yeah, please.
Let's really fill this up.
No. Yeah, we got. I want this to be. I want this to be. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to stop. I am not going to stop. They're not going to take my freedom from me. They will not take my freedom from me.
Mm-hmm. No, of course not.
And they're doing it already.
Well, Biden is reading his teleprompter.
What? Biden? They're all crap. They're all scum.
They're worse than that.
It was Trump that called a state of emergency on March 13th. On March 13th, mm-hmm. Black Friday, Friday the 13th in March, he called a national emergency.
I'm sorry. I have no need for Trump. He needs to go away.
That's what I'm saying. They're all crap. As Eisenhower said, anyone that, any man that seeks the office is either an egomaniac or crazy. Oh, and you want an egomaniac, you can't get a bigger ego than Donald Trump.
As my dad
another
said,
boy born on third base and thought he had a home run.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did. My dad said a similar thing. He said, anyone seeking public office should be barred from holding it.
Yep.
It's true. The motivation is all wrong for most of these people. Now, what we really do need, and we talked a little bit about it last hour, we need people to run for county sheriffs who are constitutionalists, who believe in this country. We need patriot, constitutional-oriented Americans to run for local and county office and state office. It's the only way we're going to even begin to turn this around. And I'm
we
not
need a whole new system. We need a whole new system.
This is thank you. It's so
this
rotten.
System is
the
left right
paradigm.
Crap.
It's over. The left right paradigm is a joke.
You know, the other thing too, Jeff, people keep using the word to denounce the liberals.
Yeah.
They call them liberals.
The communocrats.
Yeah, they call them liberals. Yeah, these liberals. Yeah. They're not liberals. A liberal, quote, willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own, open to new ideas. That Google it up. That's what it says. These are not liberals.
That's funny.
They're libtards.
Communocrats. Yes. Yes,
they're not liberals, so people stop using the word.
No.
These are not liberals. They're communist, fascist, low-life pieces of gutless scum. And here's the thing. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. I estimate that between 30 to 40% of the people are those people. And that 30 to 40% could wipe out the other 30 to 40, the other 60%, because they're a bunch of cowards.
Well, we've got no shortage of cowards in this country.
The 60% that believe the crap that's being shoved down their throat are nothing more than little cowards. And we could win this. We could win. We could win a revolution of freedom, peace, and justice. And this isn't violent, because I know what they're going to do. They're going to bring agents provocateurs. I see all the time. They had last Saturday. They had a rally. Yeah. They had protests in Stuttgart, Germany. Right?
Yeah.
Over 10,000 people showed up against the lockdowns. You know what the headline was? Reporter beaten. That rally.
One reporter.
What the hell do I care? Somebody got their ass kicked. What do I care?
It's the same control matrix.
They did it with the Battle of Seattle. People forget that. 1999, Seattle, 40,000 plus people took to the streets. They had the World Trade Organization there meeting that Bill, murderous, slimy, low-life, piece of garbage, scum, crap, Clinton, brought China into the World Trade Organization. They were having the meeting there. The people were protesting it because they knew we would lose our jobs, of which we'd lost 3.5 million to China. Oh, by the way, the last trade deficit number, the worst that just came in. So the people protested, but you know what the headline was? They had these agents provocateurs, all these guys, you know, dressed in black, can't see their face, you know, I got those hoods on and shit, and smashing windows and burning a car. That was the focus. The focus wasn't on the 40,000 peaceful demonstrators. So they're going to try to do the same thing with my rally. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Well, I'm very excited about this. I hope everybody that can get there makes it. Perfect.
And if they can't make it, send money. Send 5, 10, 15, 20. Send money. Or you want to spend it at Starbucks. Send money. We can't win this on our own. It's the look what's going on. Did you see the numbers today that came out with new people filing for unemployment?
No, not yet. How many?
It was about 700 and like 54,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Over
yeah.
700,000, right?
Uh huh.
All right.
And we don't even talk about those who are no longer looking, who have given up. They're
yeah,
out
that's
of the job
you're not
market.
Counted unemployed anymore in the USSA.
No.
Once you've given up, you can't get a job. You're no longer unemployed. Anyway, the billionaires around the world got $8 trillion richer. These little scum. These little scum, like the Gavin Newsoms, like the Mario Cuomo, the Andrew
yeah.
Cuomos, like the gruesome, what's her name, the one over there in Michigan.
Whitmer.
Witless,
yeah.
Yeah. One after another, you're not an essential business. Costco is, Walmart is. They don't need social distancing. They don't need capacity limitations. The rich are getting richer. Everybody else is getting poorer. We're becoming plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia.
Well said. Slavelandia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really am running out of words to describe this wretched group that is running the country.
Yep. Oh, wretched
man.
Group of slimy, low-life scum.
They're the worst. Hold on a minute. Gerald Celente and I will be right back with more after this. Here's a funny one for you. If you do a Google search for the world's most popular doctor, guess who? Guess. Oh, you couldn't. I hate to do that to people. Bill Gates, the
yep,
most
I saw that.
Powerful popular doctor
yep.
in the world.
Yep. I saw, and you saw the cover of the magazine, right?
Yeah.
With Gates on the vaccine and the what we call him, Dr. Strangevax, right?
It's all, these people are so evil, so rotten, so
yep.
just dirt under our feet. The feet
yep.
of civilization, the feet of kindness, the feet that used to walk this planet.
Again, but
don't.
It's global.
It's worldwide.
Look what
that's
done
the hardest
in Italy.
Thing
Look.
For people to understand, Gerald. It is, you just nailed it. Most people listening right, well, this is a good audience. This is the best. But most average Americans have no idea what's going on in Mexico, in Europe. They don't know. They don't know anything.
Well, you were talking before about the flood of immigrants coming up here. All right, again, let's go back to the COVID war. And you get the Trends Journal. It was late, the last
yeah.
issue was, what, 156 pages? No advertisements.
I don't know how you
All
do
right,
it.
All right, so now, yeah. so we only put facts in there. And what we do is we say, this is what's going on. This is what it means, and this is what's next, and this is how to prepare for it. So, let's go back. COVID war breaks out last February. Schools start shutting down. And then the first people to shut down was the Silicon Valley, the Silicon men.
Yeah.
And they were the first ones. Now, look how the tech stocks have boomed. Now, let's go back. They closed down everything, and we started saying that this thing is going to get really bad. It's going to destroy the economy. So now they've artificially boosted up the equity markets to cover up how bad the economies are going. So now we're writing about, okay, this is locked down, Chile's locked down, they're all locked down. They were in trouble before. One of our top trends of 2020, again, we put them out in December of the year before, so 2019, mm-hmm. it was New World Disorder. There were protests and riots going on in Chile, Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, Lebanon, South Africa, Algeria, India, one country after another. They were protests all over the world. People were protesting. This is, again, this is before the COVID war began in 2020. People were protesting against poverty, violence, crime, government corruption, you know, the mobsters in control. All right, yeah. So now the COVID war breaks out. Things were going down bad before. Now their economies are totally destroyed. There's no tourism anymore. Oh, you mean the Caribbean? Oh, you mean those people over there that used to have people go visit? And no more tourism. No more hospitality sectors.
No more cruise lines.
No more cruise lines, unless you get vaccinated now. And then now you go to Africa. Oh, there's a war in Ethiopia against the Tigrays. Oh, Sudan is blowing up again. Niger and Nigeria. Oh, Algeria, they were having protests every week. Again, we write about this stuff as it's going on. Mm-hmm. And then they locked it down. They stopped the protests. Now the protests have gone up again. Lebanon is gone, finished. So, going back to, you have all these wars, unrest going on, poverty, crime, violence. You think you want to get the hell out of there?
Yeah,
and
don't
you're
going to
see immigration problems like we've never witnessed
before in history.
But what they're not doing, what no one is doing, what I just said, are giving the reasons of the why. If your life was on the line, would you get the hell out of where you're living and try to escape to a freer zone?
Or would
you stay there?
Or would you take the kill shot just to get along? Huh?
So that's what I'm saying. These people, yeah. The violence, the crime. Look. All right. No, I never thought of this. I just thought of this a second. I was just talking about people leaving areas because the violence, the crime, the corruption, and poverty, and no opportunity. Where I am in Kingston, New York, you Google it up, Bloomberg, the prices went up here the highest of anywhere else in America. They went up 18.1% out of 181 cities.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Why? Oh, the people are escaping. They're escaping urban areas. You go down to Midtown in New York, there's no neon lights shining bright on Broadway. You walk around there, man, Times Square. Hey, man, you got any money? Hey, man, you. All right, that's what's going on down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fun times.
So now, are you going to escape there or are you going to stay there? And that's what's going on. They're escaping. And it's the same thing. They're escaping Honduras. They're escaping Ecuador. They're escaping Bolivia, Peru. They're escaping Guatemala. They're escaping. They're escaping violence, crime, corruption. They destroyed the global economy with the COVID war.
Correct. We're just waiting for the other shoe to drop here.
This is just the beginning.
That's right.
And that's why I'm fighting for freedom. We, the people of the United States, have to turn this around. We have to restore. I may get banned for saying this. And you may never have me on your show again.
We have to restore
the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I know you're not allowed to say that. I got some little piece of crap. I'm the Supreme Court judge, and I'll tell you, Salenti, you stupid son of a bitch, I'll tell you what the Constitution means. You don't know. You're too damn stupid. Oh, you mean you've been writing magazines and books for 40 years, and you're telling me what it means? I've had it.
Well, you and a lot of other people, my friend, you're articulating
perfectly. I don't need
a
little piece of bureaucratic scum called you're not a supreme anything. No. You're a piece of garbage. Who the hell do you think you are? I know how to read.
Yes, sir. You got it. These people think that they are truly a cut above everybody else.
Don't, really that's do. Profanity. That's profanity. Supreme Court, shove it up your you-know-what. Supreme Court. You little bastard, you never work a day in your life. You've been sucking off the public tit, and you're a member of the disgusting criminal groups that morons and imbeciles believe in, called Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, they are morons and imbeciles. We got to get rid of this whole idea of wearing a label. I'm a this, I'm a that. No, we're Americans. We're patriots.
I'm an American, born to be free. And you're robbing me my freedom. Oh, calm down, Salenti. All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. And put on your mask. And take the vaccination. Go on, get on board. Oh, that's the other thing. The first country to come out with the green passport.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
God, Britain?
Israel.
Oh, that's right. And that 22-year-old girl who just died yesterday after taking her shot would have known that very well. But she probably would have subscribed to it.
They're
killing people all over the place.
Think about this. Israel, yeah. The first one to give you a green passport. You can't go out to a concert. You can't go out to a gym.
No.
You can't go out to a restaurant. You need a green passport. You need to have proof that you've been vaccinated. And you know who's running Israel, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Ashkenazi Jews.
Oh, they have, of course. It's their whole. It's
all right,
Ashkenazi.
Now let me go on. They're from Khazar, the eastern, east of Turkey, eastern
Khazars,
European,
of course.
Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, that area,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
All of them. Every prime minister, all the people in charge are Ashkenazi Jews. You know how you spell Ashkenazi? Ashke. You ready? Mm-hmm. Nazi.
Yep.
Hitler would be proud of you. How about giving him that gold star and put your vaccine passport in that?
The reverse projection is astonishing, Gerald. They're doing exactly what they criticize the world as having done to them. And you're right. You're 100% correct.
These are drug dealers. Oh, Big Pharma. Yeah, Pharma, you. They're drug dealers. Drug dealers will do anything. They'll do anything to make money. They'll kill, they'll destroy. They're drug dealers.
They're going to end up killing maybe several billion people.
Yep.
That's how big of a drug dealer operation
I
this
know.
Is.
No
I joke.
Know. I know. How about the AstraZeneca vaccine, huh? It's going
Clot
great
City.
Over there in Europe. Oh, yeah.
Clot City.
Oh, we're only going to give it to people 60 years or older.
Yeah, if they get blood clots in their brain, it doesn't matter. That's right.
What happened in
Denver today? Huh? They roll out the Johnson & Johnson. Right, that's an adenovirus. That's a different platform. So that's safer. 11 people in the morning hit the ground after taking the shot.
Yep.
So there you go.
Ashkenazis did it. The Ashkenazis did it. That's their name, Ashkenazi. First green passport. All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. Put on your mask. Get that shot. Go on. Yeah. Get on board. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you don't believe in getting vaccinated. You don't believe in what they're lying. Oh, why shouldn't I believe Fauci? Oh, what does he make? $420,000 a year, stealing money from us.
Guy's unbelievable.
I know.
Incredible.
Arrogant little boy. Arrogant. 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 Oh, by the way, when I call out a slime ball like Fauci, a piece of scum like Cuomo, the guy that they brought in, the Italians that brought in Draghi, the former what was he? He worked for the World Bank. He was the head of the Italian bank.
He was the head
of the European Central Bank. He was the head of the Goldman Sachs gang European division, and now he's prime minister. I'm ashamed of the Italians. The way I call out Italians, if their names was Draghiwitz or a Fauci Stein, they call me an anti-Semite.
Yes, they would. Yep, that's exactly correct. They've done a really good job, the Israelis, of covering up their outrageous performance. A group of Israelis today, a large group, filed with the International Criminal Court against the mandatory vax that they're pushing over there, trying, and all the rest of it. So they filed an action against the Israeli government with the International Criminal Court, the ICC. That's today.
Yep, and we've been writing about this, and they're even using the term Nuremberg, that group, to show
yes.
the
yes.
No, I know we were writing about it in the magazine.
Yeah.
No, I've had it. So anyway, I'm having a rally on May 29th, Memorial Day weekend, and it's a rally for freedom, peace, and justice. Go to OccupyPeace.com and support us. If you don't want to support us, fine, don't do it. Because if you don't, then live with it. Because I can't win this on my own. I'm one guy fighting. I can't fight on my own. We need to, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men since Samuel Adams. We must unite for freedom, peace, and justice. Because if we don't, it's going to be hell on earth, and I'm screaming and yelling and angry as I am, because I am a visionary. I will put my track record up against anybody in the world. Show me your books, show me your magazines, show me your trend forecast, then we can begin to talk. I see the future, and if it keeps going the way it is, I don't want to live hell on earth, and that's what we're going to have.
Amen.
And if you don't believe me, watch the people flooding over the borders, okay? They're not coming here because they're coming here to go to Disneyland.
They're bioweapons, friends. They're bringing over any number of, probably 20 major disease types, from tuberculosis to leprosy, Chagas. There are now at least 700,000 Chagas victims in the U.S., already here, and many of those coming across have Chagas. If you haven't heard of it, Chagas, look it up. It's fatal. No treatment for it. And they're bringing that over, too. None of them are being checked. They're just being allowed to come
on
over.
Again, the whole thing is out of control.
Totally.
They have no lives. They're murdered. The crime rates are skyrocketing. What little kid do you know that would go over a border alone to escape where they're coming from? They're living hell, and it's going to get worse everywhere.
Oh, the solution, though, Gerald, is to take our guns away from all of us. That's the communist solution.
Again,
to all of
that lying son of a that
yeah.
Trump.
No,
he was going to build a wall. Remember?
Yeah.
All he did was give the big people more tax breaks. 82% of the tax breaks went to 1%.
Thank you for mentioning that.
All he did is shoot his arrogant fat mouth off.
You know, he conned us for 4 years, and I'm not saying he conned you and I or our listeners, but he conned most Americans who supported him. 70,000 would show up at a single rally.
Yep.
Nobody held him accountable. Nobody could see what he was doing, which was nothing except breaking promises, vows, and pledges. Over and over.
Look at the lying little piece of arrogant crap, Barack, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama. He sold himself as a peace candidate.
Yeah, right.
Remember?
Oh, yes, I know.
And then as soon as he got in, we had a troop surge in Afghanistan. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. I want that guy Assad out of there. Oh, I'm really good at killing people. In the book Double Down, when they quoted him, all the drone strikes, he killed innocent people. They lie.
Are
demented people that are destroying our lives.
Yeah. Well,
they're psychopaths,
I think you're right.
Sociopaths, pathological liars.
And worse. You said it right. The system as it is now is not dysfunctional. It's not functional. It doesn't work except to line the pockets of the pigs. And I don't
That's
care
it.
What label they wear. They're just
That's
putting
it.
Money in their pockets.
That's
all
it.
They do.
That's
and you
it.
Mentioned Obama and his lies. The first day Trump was in office, all of a sudden he forgot about withdrawing American troops from Europe and said, We're sending 5,000 more American men and women in uniform with their heavy armor to stand with our NATO brethren. That's what he did his first day in office. And the people
didn't
notice.
And how about Obama's first day? Obama's first day in office, folks, I'm going to close Guantanamo.
Yeah, right.
Folked us. Oh, he kept folking us. Everything was folks.
He's still doing it. He's pulling Obama. Hey, look, Obama and his little mansion, it's about 1 mile from the White House. He's got Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and a bunch of other alumni with him. He's pulling Biden's strings. It's the Biden-Obama scam.
Oh, I said this in the beginning. It's the Obama administration. Same.
3.0. Third time.
Every one of them, Blinken. Oh, and how about this? How about this, Americans? We got the central bankster. We have a woman for the first woman is the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Oh, yeah, wasn't she the head of the bankster group, the Federal Reserve?
They're
not federal,
was.
Of course. Yeah.
No.
Now we have the banksters right in front of our eyes, and they brought in another bankster from the Federal Reserve, and this guy Lipton from the IMF. That's who's running the banking system. The banks are gone. Americans, you have no freedom. This is gone. It's finished unless we restore it. And we can do it. If we don't do it, live hell on earth. It's just going to get worse. Look, how many years have I been on your show?
Close to 20.
Okay. We've been complaining about the garbage going on and on and on and on. We never thought it would be like this. Never. We were complaining about the murderous, lying people that are destroying beauty, liberty, love, and joy. All those years.
They've taken our joy. They've taken our beauty. They've taken our happiness. And what's worse is we've allowed it. By our silence, we allow. We can't do this anymore.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not allowing it. I'm fighting. I'm out there fighting. I'm putting my money, my heart, where my mouth is. I'm holding a rally on Memorial Day weekend. May 29th, I'm not going down. I am going to rise. I am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. And I want to make this clear to everybody listening. We weren't allowed to celebrate Easter in a lot of places. You had to stay home, right? Particularly if you were in Italy. Yeah, where they got that club, the Vatican Club. Yeah. Anyway, you had to stay home. What happened on Easter? Easter Sunday, huh? Okay, what happened a few days before that? Oh, Jesus Christ became violent. He picked up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. Oh, yeah, the Goldman Sachs gang, the J.P. Morgan Chase gang, the Credit Suisse guys, the HSBC. Oh, yeah, he drove them out of the temple. Oh, what happened then? Oh, then the Last Supper. And, boop, he's hanging on the cross. That's when you get to trying to go against the banksters. Got it, everybody?
Long time, dear friends. They've been at this forever. And they're really good at it. And that's the sad part. All you got to do is look at the names. Just understand, Ashkenazi, that's what they are. It's the truth. And if they weren't there and their names weren't there, we couldn't say this. But it's the truth. That's what journalism is supposed to be, isn't it? The truth. Truth
no
is
more.
The truth.
There's no journalism left. We
not,
have
not
journalism.
Here.
The Trends Journal. The Trends Journal is journalism.
Right.
But none of the others, they all have their agenda. But going back to it, everybody understand this. They killed Christ for fighting the bankers. I'm not making that up. If you believe that tale, the fairy tale, what they're saying about Christ, that's what it is. If you believe the story of Christ, you want to call it whatever it is, that's what it is. We just celebrated Easter. They killed him. They killed him.
Yes, they did.
I'm saying, I'm not going to live life on earth being hell on earth.
On your
and
knees
I'm fighting
with
for
leg
freedom.
Irons.
And I'm
no
a
more.
Warrior for the Prince of Peace. I am a warrior for the Prince of Peace.
No, we have to stand up. If we went out in the streets, if we really did go out in the streets, like Gerald's talking about on May 29th, if we did that coast to coast in every city, 80 million people approximately voted for Trump. But they were really voting for the Constitution. They may not have known that, but that's what they were hoping for, the Constitution. If 80 million people in this country were to go out in the streets, Gerald, on your weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and say, we're going to shut this country down unless things change. Things would change.
You got it.
80 million people.
That's exact. You are 100% correct. And you don't only do it for one day. You keep doing it and doing it and doing
every week,
it. That's how the
every
Berlin
Saturday,
Wall fell.
You put it, every Saturday you go out for three, four
yep.
hours, you'd shift off people, whatever.
Yep.
And you stand in the county or the town or the city square where you live and you make your presence known. That's
yeah, who the hell are you to tell us what
right.
to do?
Yeah.
And that's how they brought down the Berlin Wall. The people came and more people came. And they didn't leave and more people came. And they didn't leave. And all these little tough COVID cop kind of guys. All of a sudden, hey, we're really outnumbered. Hey, we're with you.
It's true. God, it's true. It's thank God you're doing what you're doing. Keep it up as always. You're inspiring people that you'll never meet, never know. But your voice is big, and we need more voices to stand up and start talking, just like Gerald does. And I think people are beginning to wake up about this vaccine, and if we just tie that into the Constitution, we'd really have some momentum. Thank you, my friend. Salute.
And thank you.
Of always. Okay. Take
bye-bye.
Care. Gerald Celente, one of a kind. Trends Research. We'll be right back.